General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 174 of the General Failure podcast for the week of April 9th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, Superman buys a sex slave, YouTube rips off Netflix, and it's time to take a fucking shower! I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Yo!
And that's it.
Yo!
CJ's got some work-related CJ's stuff going on. We killed him. He's in our freezer.
Finally.
I like my friends like I like my coffee, ground up and in the fridge.
Hey, oh, yeah.
So we'll start off like we usually do with what are you playing, Dom?
So I randomly downloaded and bought GTA 5 for Xbox One because it was on sale for $15.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I've always kind of meant to get it because I really love the game, but it's not...
good.
It's not forward compatible with Xbox One.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like hooking up my 360. But it's always
I'm almost positive we can get it for the Xbox One.
Not for free.
Oh, not for free.
No. Yeah, you can it's $60.
Yeah.
So now that it was 15, I was like, all right, I'll bite.
I'll take it.
And it's funny because the reason I bring it up is not because I want to talk about GTA 5 because everyone's played it. It's fucking been like 6 years since it's been out.
Yeah.
And it's still always like top five most sold games for the month every month for the past 6 years
somehow.
It's just funny because I didn't have room on my hard drive for it, so I uninstalled Red Dead 2 to make room for this. So
you took off one Rockstar game to put older Rockstar game on there.
Exactly. That just goes to show how much I didn't care about that game,
Red Dead,
that
Redemption.
I uninstalled it for a game that's 6 fucking years old.
Jesus Christ.
And it's so much I still love GTA 5. It's so good. I know you don't like it.
I have such problems with GTA 5, and it's all the multiplayer stuff.
Exactly. I don't really play the multiplayer. I'm there for the story, and I'm there to do dumb things.
See, I was there for 4 for online, so like I wanted it to be that, but just better.
But good.
And not try to just rape you for money.
Yeah.
And that's what GTA 5 did.
Is the online for Red Dead 2 out yet?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I think so, yeah.
I stopped playing that after like 3 weeks, so I don't know. I
never picked it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming because the first Red Dead had really good online.
Yeah.
I loved it. So I assume that this is probably just as good, but at the same time, I bet you it's Rockstar, so they probably modeled it after the GTA 5.
Yeah, they made a ton of fucking money off of GTA 5 shark cards. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fucking crazy. But
also, you know, the game won't work most of the time because Rockstar servers, like, they have like one and it's a laptop in someone's drawer.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I like GTA 5, but I just thought it was funny that I actually uninstalled Red Dead. It took me a second and I was like, am I really gonna do this? And I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah. Because I feel like you can just roam around in GTA 5 a lot more and just have fun with it
Red Dead. Exactly what I like about it. Like, I like doing the missions and everything because there's some really fun ones, like when you get high, that guy that gives you the weird weed.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
you kill the aliens and kill the clowns. But like, I'll just run around and like, I did a thing and someone's gonna call me sexist for this, but it was just
picking up hookers.
No, I got killed or something, so I exited the hospital and I was like, I'm just gonna go start punching people.
Yeah.
So I ran outside the hospital and I punched some lady and I was like, haha. And then I ran down the street and I found the only person on the street was a lady, so I punched her too. And I was like, that was funny, two women in a row. And I turn around the corner and there's two women talking to each other. So I punched them and I'm like, there's no fucking men on this street. So then like I kept running down the street and I came across another lady and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep punching all the women I see. Then like, it was just so random that like everybody
woman.
Yeah, so then like I was just like running around as my character being like, now I'm the most sexist person possible, and I'm just running around punching women until I got killed by the cops again.
Of course.
Like, that's the type of game where like I enjoy getting killed. Like, I will just do stupid things until I get killed for it. Like, and that's how I know I like a game like that.
And it's the exact opposite if you're online, because all you're gonna do is be pissed
exactly
about being killed because it's either the cops that you can't fucking turn off at all.
Yeah.
And which is stupid. There's no servers with cops off.
It's stupid.
Or, you know, some person fucking has a laser beam from outer space and fucking hits you with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I played online like a little bit when it first came out, but it was already to the point where everyone was good. And like, I'd start off with a fucking handgun and like, people have just like machine guns all over the place and like I couldn't do anything. So
yeah,
I gave up real quick. Yeah, exactly. So I gave up real quick because I'm not going to put real money into it. So
I had the fucking giant chain gun of death.
Exactly. And like I'd be sitting there like with a handgun, like trying to, you know, crouch against the wall and be like, all right, I'm going to shoot this guy. And as soon as I pop out, I'm just murdered. So like, it just that wasn't fun.
All you would hear is
I prefer to steal somebody's car and drive it at high speeds into a tree and watch myself get fucking launched out the windshield,
which doesn't happen in the multiplayer.
Really?
That's yeah, like you don't go flying fun. Like I mean, out like, the door.
Yeah, I guess that's
because that would really suck.
You're gonna hit a lot of stuff, exactly, and people are gonna crash into you purposely.
But there's a lot of jumps in the game that like it's fine.
Yeah, and like I've posted a couple of videos on Twitter and stuff of me like I shot this one dude in the back of the head on his bike and stole his bike and then went into like cinematic mode because I was like, yeah, get away. And as soon as I go into an intersection, a car pulls in front of me and I just slam into the car and go flying off the bike. And I'm like.
I swear that the AI works against you like that.
They
like,
absolutely
you'll be driving along and then all of a sudden they'll just be like left.
Yeah. Intersections. Yeah. I've seen people make left hand turns from the right hand lane right into me. If you're an intersection, when you come to an intersection, almost every time the light's red so that cars will be going across it.
Yeah.
But I've had plenty of times where my light's green and cars drive right through the red light.
Oh,
right
yeah. Hit, yeah.
So I think that's the purpose of the game is to like, you know, not just let you speed down the street, like you actually have to dodge those people, so they purposely have people drive right into you, and that's kind of annoying. But I still love the game overall. It's fun. I just like doing
so
fun
get
things.
GTA 5 for 6 years ago.
If you haven't gotten it yet, somehow it's the highest grossing piece of media ever, like movies, games, music, ever. It's made more money than anything. So if you haven't bought it, I don't know what you're doing.
So go check that out. Moving on some nerd news. I got some stuff. So Allison Mack, you guys might remember her from Smallville. She was Chloe, the friend-zoned friend for the entire show, pretty much. She was Superman's friend, but she wanted to bang Superman. But that won't. He didn't want that. He wanted the Snaggletooth next door.
Don't we all?
So she got arrested and recently pleaded guilty for helping with a sex slave cult.
Yeah.
In upstate New York.
So she got arrested a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was like 6 months ago or something. She got arrested. Yeah. And like it was one of those things where like I guess when you get arrested for something like that, most of the time you just plead not guilty, even though you're clearly guilty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people like her generally don't face jail time for things like this.
Yeah.
You know, R. Kelly never faced jail time for anything he did. The Aunt Becky from Full House is like, she might face jail time. And it was like, yeah, she should. She committed a crime.
Well, the thing is, she's pleading guilty and doing this plea in order to because the other people involved in this sex slave cult are pleading not guilty.
Of course.
And they're most likely going to use her testimony against them.
So she probably won't get any jail time.
Probably not.
So
I think they said 20 years is max.
She was running a sex slave ring. Like, are you 20 years? 20 yeah. years.
20 people, years for sex slave.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Cult.
You know what's even more ridiculous? This is it's related, and I know we don't like to talk sports here, but the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, got in trouble, arrested, indicted, whatever he got, for visiting and soliciting sex from basically a day spa in Florida. And that day spa had underage and sex slave people working there.
Yeah.
So like they were basically sold into sex slavery for this day spa, and the quote unquote spa would sell these underage girls to rich people to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And he got arrested for it. And his plea bargain that he didn't take was all of the charges against you are dropped. As long as you don't admit that you are guilty, you admit that you would have been found guilty had we brought this to trial. And I'm like, that's
and
what you
didn't
get.
Take that
he
plea.
Didn't take that plea bargain.
and he'll somehow not get anything.
Exactly. But like, that's how rich people work. Like, the idea of getting jail time for the crimes that they commit is absurd. And yeah. I can't understand that.
Yeah, there's a guy named Keith Raniere, I think is the guy's name, that was like the head of this fucking cult.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's up September somewhere. They're going to do the whole trial. It's April 29th is when they'll do the trial for
okay.
the bigger guys. The guy who like ran the whole fucking thing. Pretty much she would get like dirt on all these people, like all the women, and like pretty much force them into sex slavery.
So she would basically, she would blackmail them into joining sex slavery or else their lives would be ruined.
Yep. Yeah. More or less.
That's like a double crime.
It's crazy. Oh, also,
like
she helped
extortion.
She helped brand these people with Keith Raniere's initials,
like an iron brand.
Yeah, like.
All right, so we're up to three crimes.
Or yeah, it's crazy.
And she's probably not going to get any jail time for this.
No, it's because she's turning on the others.
Yep, and she'll probably say that she was brainwashed. And
yeah, her thing is like, I thought we were doing I believed Keith's intentions were to help people, and I was wrong. It's like,
you were branding people and extorting them into sex slavery. What good intentions were there?
Yeah.
At all.
And this wasn't the person that I thought would have.
No, that, I think that's what was shocking.
Because she was like the nice character, the
so
girl
random.
Next door kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, and there's most likely girls who are underage as well.
There always is
part of this craziness. This trial is bonkers crazy. I'm pretty sure Kristen Kruick, which was
Lana Lang,
she testified against Allison as well.
Good.
Like she was part of the cult for a little bit, and then she started finding out what was really going on, mm-hmm. and then got out.
Good.
But yeah, no, this, the more you read into it, the more you're just like, what the fuck was going
yeah,
on?
Seriously. It's just one of those things where it's like, how did you get wrapped up in this?
Yeah. And how did you think it wasn't going to fall on you eventually?
Yeah. Sex cults rarely turn out well.
Yeah. The only one that turned out well was the one that went to fucking Brazil and Jonestown or whatever the fuck it
was.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that turned out well. Drinking the Kool-Aid. So moving on, some fucking crazy shit to stuff that I wish happened earlier than actually did.
They've tried.
So Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments, famous for being smelly and gross.
Yeah.
Like any other card tournaments.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering. That's about
Pokemon,
it. Those two mainly.
Digimon,
yeah.
And all of them.
Texas Hold'em.
Actually, probably a fucking Vegas showroom probably smells better.
Probably smells like ass.
Vegas? Like a Vegas fucking casino?
I don't know. Those old sweaty fucking drunk people.
Yeah, but they fucking pump it full of
that's true.
Nice smelling shit. Anyway, so Konami, which is the people that make the Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG games, are cracking down on poor hygiene. They are actually penalizing play. There's a new rule going in that it penalizes players if they have dirty clothes or smell bad.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yep. There is a it will be labeled a hygiene rule requiring all persons attending a tournament be clean and wear clean clothing. If you or your clothing are excessively dirty or smell bad, you will be penalized, which will be up to the judge judging the tournament.
And we're sure that the judge isn't also going to be dirty and smelly.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I was like, I mean, you're judging a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament.
Exactly. So like, how clean are you? But like, I've seen
it's
this
crazy that we have to do this.
I know it is.
But also a lot of people, it like, this is like the stereotypical like nerd, like
right.
Big, smelly, gross, like.
But we've seen it
Yu-Gi-Oh.
So many times. Like, yeah. I've seen game stores and things that host these tournaments that have gotten in trouble for telling their customers that they need to bathe. One of them had deodorant in the bathroom for their players to go in there. And if you smell, go use the deodorant in the bathroom. They got in trouble for it. And like these players think that it's a life choice to bathe. And it's just like,
well, it's a lot of them have mental illnesses that don't see that as like a part of the normalcy. Yeah. But it also isn't an excuse.
Yeah.
Because you are affecting other people.
Right.
Which is the problem. And yeah, I think that's why they made this rule.
And that's
rule.
What it always boils down to. You can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't affect other people negatively. And what this does.
Yep. Apparently on forums and the subreddit for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card tournament, this was overwhelmingly positive for this rule.
That's actually surprising. I would have thought that they'd be very mad about it.
I'm shocked that they wouldn't go fucking nuts on this, but it's crazy that we live in a time where we have to tell people to go bathe because they smell so bad you can't play a card game with them.
And like, I understand like middle school, you have to do that because kids like just start going through puberty and like just start developing like underarm hair, like their sweat glands. And that's when they start smelling. And it's like at first they don't know because they've never done this.
Yeah.
So like they don't know that they smell and they don't know that they need to wear deodorant and take showers every day and actually wash themselves. Like that's just not a thing that they've done. But once you're like 16, 17, 25, 30, like
40, 50,
maybe it's time to realize you got to take a shower.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to play a game against other people in the same room, they have to deal with you.
Yeah.
And it's not just card tournaments. There's conventions that are people walking around that smell gross. And it's like you have to deal with being around these people.
Yeah.
And it's just it's awful that they have to make this rule, but it's also great that they did make this rule. Yeah. So hopefully
fully in support.
I am 100% in support, and I hope the other trading card companies follow
Magic
suit.
Needs to get on that.
Magic.
I think Magic is the worst.
I don't think Magic would, because it would take out most of their fucking.
Yeah, I know. their player base would lose by like 75%.
Yeah. And it's like, is it only Konami run tournaments? Is it like store run tournaments
as
well that they don't really say?
I hope it like they put it in the rule book for the game.
Yeah, like there's a subsection in their policies that it's hygiene.
Awesome.
And it's crazy.
How to play. Step one, make sure everyone has showered. Step two, deal cards.
Right in the rule book. But so now you can play Yu-Gi-Oh without having to sit next to someone smelling.
Hooray.
Cause you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Players. So moving on from fucking weird news to some fun news. Geek on, geek off. Dom, what you got, son?
I would like to point out that this Saturday, which will be the day after this podcast comes out, which would be either tomorrow if you're listening on Friday, or today if you're listening on the Saturday, or you missed it if you're listening after that.
And go watch it on
Twitch or YouTube. And YouTube. We are having round two of our Super Smash Brothers Smashdown tournament. I am defending my championship against Jared, who will hopefully not get sick and bail on us this time.
And from dying the last time.
Yeah, man, everybody fucking. We had like six replacements last time. Even our replacements had to get replaced. We pulled it off, though.
Yeah.
So this time you're going to be doing commentary again. Unfortunately, we had to replace one of the commentators. He's on a LARPing trip this weekend.
Oh, damn.
So
that's nerdy as fuck.
Yeah. So we'll have somebody else joining us. But Jared and I will be playing and we'll be doing the same rules as last time. Smashdown mode. No items. I know everyone's complaining about no
just
items.
All just, hammers.
Yeah, all hammers. Fuck
all
yeah.
All hammers. Nothing but hammers.
Infinite Pokeballs.
Oh, God.
Now we do. We're going to keep those smash meters on because that was fun.
Yeah.
And
that came in clutch.
Yeah. And, you know, stage morph and everything. We're going to do the same rules as we did last time because I think that
it worked really well.
Yeah, it worked well. It kept everything balanced and it also allowed us to have fun with us dying from stage hazards.
Yes.
We didn't even have stage hazards on yet. The stage kept killing us. So that was fun at least. So look forward to that. That'll be on at 3 p.m. Eastern is when we're starting it. So West Coast is noon. And if for any of our friends in the UK, it'll be, I think, 10 p.m. for them. Or nope, 8 p.m. for them.
Nice.
They're 5 hours ahead of us. Yep.
More you know.
Because we air on Radio Haver at 7 p.m. in the UK, and that's 2 p.m. for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Yeah, so it'll be on at 8 p.m. Saturday for all you people in the UK. So I think that'll be fun.
Woohoo! Come watch.
Yes.
It's a blast.
Yeah, interact with us in the chat. I think we'll make sure that the microphone for the players is turned up a little bit this time. You couldn't really hear us last time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I want to have that up a little bit louder so you can actually hear us.
Sweet.
But it'll be a good time again.
Yeah. Sweet. So go watch that on Twitch and YouTube Saturday.
Yes.
April
13th.
13th. There you go.
And I do have one last piece of geek off here.
Oh, boy.
So YouTube is now investing in interactive choose your own adventure style.
Shocker.
Series, just like Netflix did with Bandersnatch. And I think they had something else. You versus Wild, I think, was another one that was interactive. So last week and probably a couple months ago when I talked about Bandersnatch, I kind of, you know, gave props to Netflix for doing this. And yeah. Figured at some point somebody else would get into it, and YouTube is immediately jumping in and thinking that they're going to do the same thing. So they've had interactive advertising in the past on their videos.
Of course, that comes first.
Exactly. Ads always going to come first. So now they're going to start doing some YouTube originals. I think they have a specific...
which are usually like YouTube Red exclusives.
Yeah, which I assume this will be probably.
Yeah.
But I think they... I don't know if they have a specific name for them, but...
Which, do you have YouTube Red? Because I sure as shit don't.
I do, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got it for Good Game, the show that the Game Grumps were in with Dan Harmon.
Oh, okay.
I got it for that, and then Rhett and Link's buddy system was also on YouTube Red.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think I still have a subscription. I'm not sure. I don't watch it too much.
There was anything like... That was like selling me for it.
No,
besides which was like, oh, I'll just have ad blocker on.
Exactly. Those were the two things that I wanted to watch, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
But YouTube's jumping into it. I think 2020 is when they're going to start doing this. So at some point next year, you'll have a whole new list of interactive YouTube originals
I wonder who will be a part of that.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, it requires. You know, quality writing and directing teams and stuff. Like, I hope they have that because, like,
no, they got Jake Paul and Logan Paul,
right,
man.
Yeah, right? Oh my god, interactive Suicide Forest.
Oh my god,
like,
or just interactive being part of their group.
Yeah, and, like, I guess it would be kind of cool though if, like, seeing like Philip DeFranco if he had like an interactive episode.
Yeah,
that might be pretty cool.
It would be cool if they went to the bigger YouTubers. Yeah, and were like, hey,
like Philip DeFranco, like you know, you interact with him, like you know, which story do you want to see next? Stuff like that.
Yeah,
and like you pick the story that you want to see next, and it'll go. That's actually a pretty cool idea. And if they're not doing that, then YouTube, call me up. I have a couple of ideas that I just thought of.
Slow-mo guys would be cool too.
Yeah, just that would be really awesome.
How they do everything and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like that would be cool. But you know, Bandersnatch wasn't a success just because it was. Choose your own adventure. It was incredibly well crafted and well written.
Choose your own adventures have been around for quite some time.
Right. They have to be well written in order to be successful. It's not just the idea. It's not a novelty thing. Like, it's got to be good.
It's not like 3D.
Yeah, you know, because 3D is always good no matter what. Remember Clash of the Titans?
That movie
almost killed the 3D format entirely.
And that was right when, like, 3D TVs were starting to be sold.
Yeah, man.
And curved TVs. Buy all those, too.
Yeah, I kind of still want a curved TV. They look cool. I don't know. They look cool. But, like, I know
sit on your wall.
Well, that's exactly it. If I hang it on the wall, I'm like, this just looks stupid.
And I'm the asshole for buying this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And at this point, the way that the screens are made, like, you still get a good viewing angle. So curved TV is not, like, you know, early.
Especially if you're using a big TV like they have them.
Early LCDs, like, if you sat more than, like, you know, 80 or 90 or so degrees, it was, like, terrible.
Yeah.
Viewing angle, but like
nowadays.
Now it's like you feel like a full 180 degrees that you can just be like, yep, I'm on the side of it and I can still see it.
I can still see this goddamn thing.
Yep. So I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah. Go check out YouTube. Check your own choose your own adventures, I guess.
Yeah. When it comes out in possibly 2020.
Yeah.
God, 2020. All right, that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcasts and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out RadioHaver.com to hear us and a ton of new and upcoming podcasts and musical artists. And don't forget...
Watch our Smashdown tournament on April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
That sounds about right. So everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.